Okay, let's take a look at the rush, okay? So thus far on this sugya, we've seen, is anyone else in the wings that we're waiting for?
Foyer?
Yeah, anyone else?
Usually we have a total of 10 sitting
here. Yeah, what's going on?
Word.
All right, Hatzalach with the heavy test.
That's the Iker Mushroom.
So let's take a look at this rush. We have a volunteer to read the rush. You don't have to read the whole thing. I just want to focus on the key point and then see if we could discuss how the rush differs from the other two positions that we've seen thus far. Someone want to give it a try?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Maybe start from Vitzarech Ian. Start from there.
Okay. Vitzarech Ian Mahi HaChapa Iba Makom Shemavarchi Shemavarchin Birchas Nesuin Dehainu Tchilas Nesuin. That if it's at the time of Birchas Nesuin, right?
If it's the place where you made the brachos originally,
right?
Dehine Tchilas Nisuin, meaning actually under the chuppah. So that's an interesting lesson also. Tchilas Nisuin. Tchilas Nisuin. Why is he calling it Tchilas Nisuin? Did you notice that? Again, when you see words like that, you have to stop yourself and say, hey, what's the significance of that word, of that language? Why didn't the Rosh simply say Nisuin? What do you mean, Tchilas Nisuin?
Because you can have it start one place and end in another.
That's one possibility, or maybe suggesting that the really Nisuin on some level extends beyond that initial moment in time. That really the whole Zayin Yimei Mishta is really part of Nisuin on some level. It's an extension, it's an expansion of Simcha. What was the Lashon of Tosos? Just coming back for one moment. Lashon of Tosos was... Came into the Chuppah. See, Tosas' Lashon was a little bit different. Tosas' Lashon was where they initially made the blessings of Nisuin. The Rosh's language is where they began the Nisuin, the beginning of Nisuin. That's different. Again, that's not the focus for today, but I'm saying you got to be critical readers. When you read a Rishon and you see a phrase or a word that seems out of place or that seems unnecessary, you got to ask yourself, why is it being said that way? What's the idea? Okay? It's sometimes it's okay to get the general gist, right? But on a deeper level, if you want to understand really what the Rosh, or in any Rishon's case, what is being said, you got to really look at the Lashon. Lashon is very important. Okay? Go ahead. Can't say that. Don't say that chuppah means what? That place where they made the blessings at the beginning of the process of Nisuin. What we would call chuppah. Right? What would we call chuppah today? Tafshin Ayin Aleph. What would we call chuppah? The place where they, whatever it is, whatever they had the wedding. You'd say, oh, I was at the chuppah. Did you get there for the chuppah? No, I was there for the shmorg. I left before the chuppah. Did you get there for the chuppah? Yeah, I got there at the end of the chuppah. Yeah, people do that. Right? So what's the chuppah? The chuppah is when the wedding takes place, wherever it is, under the canopy, under the talis, whatever it is, outside, inside, something like that. That's what we call the chuppah. So I was there for the chuppah. So Rosh says, no, that's not what we mean when we say chuppah. It doesn't mean specifically that place, that canopy. Right? This was Tosos mentioned this as well. The lefa'amim, occasionally, what happens?
It spills out into the street.
You make those brachas out in a public place. You make them not necessarily under a canopy, per se. You make them out in the streets. So you can tell me, that's where you have to go out and make the birchas chasanim? Okay, you decide to hold up the talis outside on the sidewalk, as is done in some cases. Make the nisuin there, because you want to have it tachas kipas hashemayim, as is the minhag. You're going to tell me that's the only place now you could have your simcha? Zayin Yimei Mishta, you have to have all your guests reconvene every night on the sidewalk in front of Torah V'Yira Hall? No, says the Rosh, that's not true. So like Tosos said, right, Tosos told us, no, that the simcha is where? The primary simcha is where? B'makom, Iker, Yeshivas, Chasan, and Kala, and that's where you can make the blessings. That's where you can make those Zayin Brachos, that's where you can make the Sheva Brachos, that's where you can make Berchas Chasan.
The lo b'makom ha'asui la kray ba'alma.
Right. Again, this is just basically recapping of Tosfos. Not simply a place that's ba'kray ba'alma, not just a place that they happen to be temporarily or circumstantially. Right? It has to be a place where they are primarily rooted. And those places, that's where you can make the Zayin Brachos all week.
It doesn't say Shesimcha B'Mon.
Right, okay, that's true, good point.
V'Noagin B'Ashkenaz She'osin Iparion
Apirion
Apirion V'Moshav HaChasan V'Hakala.
Now here's where the Rosh starts to become a little bit unique. So he says, in Ashkenaz, the minig is to do what? To make a special chair to escort, to carry the chasan and kala, to parade them around. What about it?
Chuppah.
And they call that chuppah. You put the chasan and kala on this thing, you parade them from one place to another, and they call that thing, that apiryon, they call it chuppah. Who are nikra chuppah?
V'nira de mehacha ein raya she'ein levare perchat chasan b'makom sheha chasan v'hakala.
Stop. Now what does that mean? V'nir mehacha seems from this very fact, from this fact that what? That you call the apiryon, you'll call it chuppah, right? So from that fact, you can, there's no raya to be brought that what? She'ei levarach birchas chasan v'makom she'achasam v'kola, excuse me, kala holchim le'achol v'bayis acher. You can't say, this line is very crucial. Rush says, you see from here that you can't say necessarily that in a situation where the chasan and kala go elsewhere for what purpose? To eat, that you can't make Shabbat brachas there. There's no raya necessarily. There's no raya necessarily that in a case where the chasan and kala go elsewhere for the purpose of eating to bayis acher, that you can't make birchas chasanim there. That's crucial. So keep that line in mind. When we come back, we want to know what is the shita of the Rosh. Keep that line in mind. Okay?
Taki perish ha'chlam.
1 second. Is that one clear? That one's clear?
I'm saying that there's no proof that you cannot say the Shabbat brachos at a place where the chasan and kala eat.
That's right. Where they left their place and they went someplace else to eat, he says, you can't tell me at the moment that they're not allowed to make, or there's no reason to make the Birchas Chasanim in that place. Look, Apiryon is called Chuppah. Oh, so what about the Gemara? What about the Gemara who says, Ein Simcha Ela B'Chuppah? What do you mean, Ein Simcha Ela B'Chuppah? Go ahead. Hachi Pirusha.
Hachi Pirusha. Hacha Ein Simcha Ela B'Chuppah, Kevan She'ein Dato Lahania Chuppah, Ela Kidei Le'echo B'Sukka. Am I running?
Yeah, you're doing great.
Yachar.
You want to just tell them where you're reading for those guys that are just tuning in?
Sure. I mean, I have a different
That's fine.
Format. It's the Hachi Perush in the Rush.
4 lines down?
About 4 lines down in the updated version of the
Four Talmud. Lines down in the newer edition of the Talmud over here, the Masoras HaShas edition. And the classic edition, we're in Simen Ches, right across from the Hagos Ashri. Right across from the Hagos Ashri. Okay, the Achi Pirushacha. Ain Simcha El B'Chuppa.
Kivan She'ain Dato L'Hanya Chuppa El Kedei L'Echo B'Sukka.
So what's happening in the Gemara? Why did they get so upset in the Gemara? And they said, no, you can't do that because Ain Simcha El B'Chuppa. So the Rosh says, I'll tell you. There was a specific reason why the Gemara's scenario was problematic. What was problematic about it? What's problematic was that you were asking them to leave the Chuppa, go out into the sukkah, and then what were they going to do immediately thereafter?
Back into the chuppah.
And go back right into the chuppah. So what's the problem? Keep reading, he explains. Stop. Then they're going back to the chuppah. So what's the problem with that? Why do you want to say, oh, you see, ain't simcha la b'chuppah? The Rosh is telling you about something about the Gemara. The Rosh is telling you something about the Gemara's gripe. What was the Gemara's taina?
We had lichu b'sukkah v'lichuda b'sukkah.
But what the Rosh is now saying, what the problem was. What was the big problem with the Gemara?
Why they couldn't even say the Sukkah.
What was this guy going to wind up doing? You'll tell him, go to the Sukkah, come back in the Chuppah.
Eat and then go back
right.
to the Chuppah.
That's so what's so bad?
The Sukkah then is not the base Chuppah.
You see from the fact that they're just going out and they're rushing right back into the house, right? They're rushing right back inside, so how are they viewing the Sukkah? Sukkah is just an interruption to what is their real simcha. Their real simcha is where? Is in the chuppah. How do you know that? Because the first chance they get, they're going back in the chuppah. Where they really want to be? They want to be in the house. Why are they going out to the sukkah? Oh, because you're telling them that they have to go eat in the sukkah, so they'll do it. But where is their real simcha? Where is it they really find the true tranquility and
in the chuppah.
And simcha? In the chuppah. So that's the problem. You see, oh, ain't simcha in the chuppah. So they can't make those brachas outside when you're eating there, because you see that's not really a makom simcha for them. But okay, here's the second crucial phrase in the Rush. First crucial phrase was before when he said no, there's no raya. Second crucial phrase is now where he says aval. However, aval.
Aval. I lost my spot.
Im
holeich. Aval im holeich legamrei le bayis acher. Hu v'chavero acherav. V'chavirav acherav. The osim oso bias iker.
Right.
Gamsham. Gamsham nikras chuppah.
Nikras chuppah. Stop there. Let's take it slow. What's he saying? Just factually. However, aval im.
If he goes with his friends to another.
Don't skip that word. Holeich legamrei.
Completely.
What does that mean, Chaim? You know? Legamrei?
Gamar.
Entirely. Completely. If they completely would go to that place, imholeich legamrei. So, yes, taken together, those two words would mean to uproot, right? But each one has
by itself means completely.
Yeah, completely. Holeich legamrei, to go completely to another place, to bayis acher, who v'chaverov acharav, he followed by his friends and confidants there. The osim oso bayis iker, and now they make that bayis iker, they make that second place iker, then what can you do there? You can call it chuppah, it's rightfully called chuppah, and therefore you can make the birchas hasanim in that place. Clear?
Crystal.
Again, this needs to be understood, but can we just make sure we understand the language?
I don't understand why they're not mentioning the other bracha though.
Shel simcha me'ono?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a good question. It's a good observation that Rosh is not seemingly concerned about that.
Does that mean he assumes that you can make it no matter what?
It's a good question. I mean, like the Ran said, you could certainly make it, right?
Is it perhaps that the Rosh assumes that if one can make, say, the Birchas Chasanim,
that's for sure the case. The question
then
is
that means
you could certainly make Chasanim from Rosh. No, but the other question, what about
it's the reverse?
The reverse. He doesn't address the reverse case. I thought that's what you were asking about.
I mean
that's really right. That's really the issue. In the case where you're making the Birchas Chasanim, of course you're going to make Chasanim from Rosh. By the way, Chasanim from Rosh is not really generally said at. At a bris mila, anyone that was here this morning for the benching, said shasimcha me'ono. That wasn't, I think, the intended benching. Just it was an oversight or mistake.
Did they say anything?
Anyone was paying attention?
Well,
you there?
Yeah, you saw that.
There was some confusion. Yeah, there was a look. Yeah, but someone should have directed him. That wasn't the right benching.
I mean, really, what you probably should have done was looking at the benching and find the correct thing.
I just mentioned that because it doesn't matter. I don't know.
Guys, it's not narrow.
There are enough mistakes. It doesn't matter. We don't have to. We have to find more mistakes. Okay, next. So if he goes with Gamre with his friends to this other place, and he makes that other place his base iker, makes that bias iker. Gam sham nikrei skop of yachol v'arasham berchas chasan. Right, can make that. He makes that place into his primary place, and he can appropriately call it chuppah. And as a result, he can make the Berkas Chasanim. Okay? Let's just go on a little bit. V'chein haya maisa.
We want the story.
Right.
Ba'adam echad. Sheholich chaloso le'ir acheres.
So it once happened that there was a certain chasan who sheholich chaloso le'ir acheres. Apparently, during the Sheva Brachos, they went someplace else. They traveled to another city. Are we born here? Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Right, and apparently the rabbis, either of that location or just those that he consulted, said, yeah, you do make Sheva Brachos in this new place. No, no, let's stop there.
Okay.
We'll hold off on that other case there for, I think, a separate question. So that's more of a bracha question, the next issue. Alright, so it once happened. The Rosh is bringing this as a raya, sort of a story to support his position. You see, it once happened that there was a chassan and kala that went someplace else, and they told him, yeah, you make shav brachos over here. You make shav brachos in this ir acheres. Okay? So what does the Rosh mean? What is the Rosh saying? What's the Rosh's position? So let's just recap the other two shitos first. Okay, let's recap the other two shitos first. We had the position of Tosfos. According to Tosos, under what circumstances may one make the Sheva Brachos?
Under any circumstances. You could say Simcha B'mona.
Tosos.
Didn't that what you said? That
No. We didn't do Tosos today. Tosos we discussed last week.
Right.
Tosos. Under what circumstances did Tosos say make the Brachos?
The family sleeps there.
B'makom Iker Yeshiva Sachasan and Kal. The place where they are firmly rooted. Their primary place. They're bias. Beis Chasanim. That's where you can make it. What did Ron say to that? Hey, Tosos, come on. I'll give you that outside their house is not what? It's not called their Iker Simcha. It's not called the Makom Iker Simcha. Granted. When the Gemara says, Ein Simcha Elo B'Chuppah, where is it? The Iker Simcha is in the Chuppah. But that doesn't stop a person from making the Sheva Brachos, because all you need for the Sheva Brachos is what? What do you need for the Sheva Brachos?
Suda.
Simcha. You need Simcha. You need a Suda that is being held in acknowledgement or in celebration of the new marriage, where there is Simcha. Okay, there are certain things that have to be satisfied. You need panim chadashos, you need to have a minyan, but all those things are basically for the simcha. So as long as you have conditions of simcha, and you have ma'asim of simcha, you could have outside the ikr makam simcha, or the makam of the ikr simcha. And therefore, zayin brachos can be recited outside of the chuppah. But again, that distinction is important. The Ran is saying, you have chuppah, but you don't need chuppah for the zayin brachos. And even when you're not in the chuppah, you make the Zayin Brachos. He's not saying what? He's not saying the reason why you can make the Zayin Brachos is because that's the chuppah. Tosa says you can only make the Zayin Brachos in the chuppah. So the question is, what's defined as chuppah? Iker Mokam Yeshiva Skatsan
and Kaal. The Rosh agrees with Tosa as an idea that it's because of the chuppah that you're saying the Zayin Brachos.
Oh, one second, you're a step ahead. I just want to make sure I understand those two shitas. Okay, that's tells us
and
the Ran.
So again, one last thing.
Yeah.
So the Ran says anywhere where there's a suda. I'm sorry, anywhere there's a simcha.
Anywhere where you can halachically produce maisim of simcha, acts of simcha,
yeah,
on behalf of the chasan and kala, that's okay. You don't need the ikar makom simcha.
But the only way to do that halachically is through a suda, correct?
Yeah, you would need it, exactly. You would need a suda. And it came up a few times here. What exactly is simcha and how you have simcha? I'm going to try to come back to it. I just came across it again the other day in a totally different context, but I thought it was noteworthy in light of the discussion that we were having. I thought I would mention it. Maybe we'll do it inside. Tosos in the Gemara, not over here. Okay, that having been said, let's get back. So, it is correct, Yonah, that in order to be able to properly have the Simcha, you need certain ingredients. You need to have Panim Chadashos, you need to have a Su'uda that's held in honor of the Chasan and Kala, you need a Minyan. But once you have all those ingredients, you now have the makings of a simcha, and that's enough to be mevorech the birchas chasanim. Not that you created chuppah. You did not create chuppah. You're lacking in that regard. You'd ask the Ram, listen, is this the greatest simcha? No, it's not the greatest simcha. The greatest simcha is b'makom ikar simcha. Where's that? That's the chuppah. Is this simcha? This is a simcha. Can I make the brachos? Yeah. Why? Because all you need for the brachos is a simcha. It means simcha of a certain type. It means simcha of a certain character. It doesn't mean just because the guy's in a good mood, you know what, I'm feeling very happy today, I'll make that bracha. No. You have to have all the halachic guidelines met. Right? Where does the rush fall in this machlokas? Is the rush the same as one of these opinions? Is the rush a different opinion? So Avi, you were saying something.
It seems to be on the side of Tosfos.
Yeah, what do you mean?
That it's in the chuppah.
You need chuppah.
In order to design brachos.
Good, so it's correct. I mean, I think that's correct. That according to the rush...
Say,
well, also, one step at a time. Let's dwell on your first comment. According to the rush, what's the reason why, in certain cases, you can make the birchas chasanim in someone else's house? Or in no one's house, meaning in another place. In a place outside of the chuppah.
Because you establish yourself there and that becomes your chuppah.
Because in that case, you've made that place your ikker. You made that your ikker bias. Or you made that bias ikker. And that then becomes what?
Chuppah.
That becomes the chuppah. Once it's the chuppah, you can do what there? You make the Zayin Brachos. Right? You make the Zayin Brachos. Good. Now what was your second statement that you started to say?
But what would Tosfos say?
Forget about Tosfos. What you mean, the rush?
Bias to go, no, to moving around.
Well, what would the rush say about moving around?
The rush already says that it's fine, that as long as you make it your ikar yeshiva, then it's fine. But what would Tosfos say leaving from your bias, which is your chuppah,
right,
to go into another place and create?
And what are you doing? How do you make that place your bias according to?
Right, according to Tosfos, what's the?
No, I'm asking you. What's the metzius? What did you do there?
So you.
Before we get to Tosfos, I think you have to ask that question of the rush. What does the rush mean when he says that you went there with gamrei? You went there entirely with your chabur. You went there with your friends, and you made that place ikar. How did you make it ikar?
Your kovei asuda.
Kovei Asuda is enough?
I mean, what else are they doing there? It's not like, you know, what else is going on?
What does Lagamri mean? Kovei Asuda, then you went back home? You just went there?
Okay, then. No, it has...
I'm asking you.
So they must have had Simcha and...
No, don't back down just because I'm asking you a question.
I'm backing down.
I'm asking you, tell me what it means. The Rosh says you went there Lagamri and therefore you made it your place... you made it ikar, and therefore you can call it chuppah, and you can make the brachos. All I'm asking is, what does that mean? And the truth is, it's not a simple question. Because what was the first thing that the Rosh said? The Rosh said, you can't bring me any raya, that you can't make brachos when you go where? When you go to someone else's house to eat. Implication is what? That in some cases, maybe you can make brachos when you just go to someone else's house to eat. So then what's Lagamre?
So Lagamre doesn't seem to be such a strong word as we translate it.
Well, it is a strong word. The question is, what does he mean by using that word?
Lagamre doesn't necessarily mean you got to live there, or you have to, you know. You do have to establish yourself, but the way you establish yourself isn't as, I don't want to say strict, isn't as great as we once thought. We once thought that in order to establish yourself, you'd have to, I guess, live there.
Well, what was the case that he was contrasting? He's contrasting a case where you went out of the house and went into the sukkah, and then as soon as it was over, you went back into the house. So, I mean, does this leave open the possibility that you could still be coming back to the house, but you somehow made it ikar? As while you were there, it was ikar. Yes, no?
Maybe wherever.
For the Rosh, it's all about what? For the Rosh, it's all about making that place ikar. And once you do that, that's called chuppah, and then you can make the bracha. Or the brachos. But does making that bias ikar mean that now you're there? You picked up and you moved there, and that's it? Now you're sleeping there? You're staying there?
Just having a meal there.
Just a meal?
Yeah.
I mean, it means no intention.
With all the friends.
Yeah.
Like the Ran. It's no different than the Ran, you mean. The Ran said you went and you had a meal and that's it. You came back.
Right.
So you want to say he agrees with the Ran, but for a different reason. He agrees with the Ran because he holds that when you went there, you made that bias ikker. So how do you answer that? How do you answer the fact that he says the sukkah is no good? Because when you go into the sukkah, you're going just to go in, then you're coming right back out.
Yeah, but what about the case later in the rush, where he's going to four or five different houses? How would he go about making those? You know, let's over a span of 4 or 5 days, then, you know, it must be that there's one thing that's making all 4 or 5 of those the ikkar.
How do you have them back in the sukkah?
I
thought that was out.
It is out, but he's going back to that case to show when the Gemara rejected it. The Gemara says, no, you can't do that because you need simcha only in the chuppah. In simcha l'makom chuppah, he's trying to show that the reason why the Gemara rejected the possibility of doing it in the sukkah is for this reason. Ain simcha l'makom. Look at these guys. Where is their real simcha? Their real simcha is only in the house, but they're just going out to the sukkah and running back in. So if they're doing that, you see that's not real simcha for them. So now when he says, don't bring a raya from there, that you can't make shelah brachos when you go to eat someplace else. Look at his lashon. His lashon when you go to eat someplace else. Like Pesach is saying, it sounds like even when you go to eat someplace else, in some cases there's going to be a reason to make the zayin brachos. And the truth is, this tension between the lashonos and the rush is really what drove the Taz to analyze this rush. Listen to, I'll read a little bit of the Taz. The Taz in Simon Samach Beis. Samach Beis, Sivkatan Zion. Samach Beis, Sivkatan Zion. The first approach of the Taz is to say the following. He quotes the rush. Quotes the Rosh and he says the following: "V'nir mehalcha ein raya she'ein levarch berchas hasan and b'makom shachasam v'akal ha'ochem le'achol bayis ha'acher." The Hachi Pirusho, Hacha ein simcha le'bechupa kevin she'ein daito lani achupa l'kadei le'achol b'soka v'acher ka'achozer le'chupasa. This is still from the Rosh. Aval im holich legamrei b'bayis ha'acher. If he goes entirely to another home. Who v'chaverav v'osa so bayis ikker and he makes that other place ikker. Then what? Gam sham nikra chupa, and you say berchas chasanim. V'yachla varach sham berchas chasanim. V'chein hayom ma'isa ba'adam echad shaholich kalos olira cheres v'tzichuhu levarach sham berchas chasanim. That's all the rush. Listen now to what the Taz says. The rush means v'nire l'chora kavanas harush. Seems that the intent of the rush is dafka kishaholech labayis acher visham yigmor hanisuin shalom. What is yigmor hanisuin shalom?
Finish it.
He's going to finish out the nisuin there, meaning he's not going back to
so
play.
What does he say?
One second, man. One step at a time. What does it mean, yigmor hanisuin? It means he's picking up and he's moving out of this place. He's not coming back to this place. I mean, this place is not his base camp. He's not just going and coming back. Going and coming back is like the case where you were in the house, you went to the sukkah, you had your meal, and you came back. Granted that the Ran says that's okay. But the Taz is saying the Rush maintains that's not good. If you're using this as your base camp and you're staying here and then you're going out to satellite locations just for meals, that's not good, because that's not legamre. That's not making this new place your ikar bias. How do you make this place your ikar bias? You take your overnight bag, and you leave this place, and you drive to the place, and you stay there tonight. Where's your ikar bias tonight? Right here. According to this approach, that would not seem right. That would not seem to be a good venue to make the brachos. According to this approach. Again, the Ran says yes. But there's more to this Taz. There's more to the Taz, because he's not 100% convinced of this pshat. Okay? The Az ne'ekar kviyas ha'chupa mi bayis ha'rishon. What must you do to make the second place your ikar? You need ne'akar kvias hachupa mi bayis harishon. What is ne'akar? You've uprooted. You have uprooted the status of chupa on the first locale. And where did you move it? To wherever it is that you're staying now. By staying there. By staying there. How do you show this is your ikar place now? This is your chupa? Because you stayed here. By staying here, you've established this as your new kvias. By making this your new kvias, that is your chupa. Ne'akar. Ne'akar kvias ha-chupa min bayis rishon. Aval im holach l'smoach b'bayis achar k'tzas hayom. But let's say all you did was travel to this other place for the purpose of making simcha. Right? You went to this place to make simcha. For part of the day. Or the whole day. V'afil kulo. V'loshev achakach l'beis ha-chupa. L'beis chupa so. You went to the other venue to have a full day of merrymaking someplace else. They rent out the hall and they're having a full day simcha. Right? And then where are you going at night? Back to your camp. Back to chupa so. Eimavarch b'oso bayis acher birchas chasanin. That place is not sufficient to be called Beis Chasanim. Why? Because it's not Beis Chasanim. Where's your Beis Chasanim? You're going back. Just like the guy who's going to go out to the sukkah, but he's rushing back into the chuppah. That's not your chuppah. That's no different than a sukkah. So according to this, it would not be like the Ran. Right? The Rush would not agree with the Ran. If you simply went for a meal, you went to make merry someplace else and then you came back. It's not good. When you uproot your makom and now you're staying in the other venue for the night, then you could sufficiently call it Beis Chasanim and you could say the brachos.
So let's say you go from one hotel to the next.
According to this right now, it would seem that that's good. How do I know that the first place is no longer my bias? It's not my chuppah because I uprooted. I'm going someplace else.
Let's say you could uproot yourself from your... Let's say this is the bias. You're right now in the bias where you're going to be for X amount of years.
No, okay.
How do you uproot yourself from there?
You're right. So a guy, you're saying guy has an apartment.
Yeah.
This is really where he lives. But now, one night of Shavuot, he's staying someplace else. Is that what you asking me?
Yeah, you don't really ever uproot yourself.
So if you ask a guy, where do you live? He's not going to say, I live here. Right? He doesn't live here. But halachically, he can establish a kviyas by sleeping there. Same thing with Ner Chanukah. Right? You have a house, but your whole family now is staying someplace else. Where does the halacha require a person to light? Ner Ish, Ubeiso. Where's the proper place to light? In your bias. We all go to a hotel for the night, for whatever reason. We're all in a hotel. The whole family's in a hotel. Where do I light? You tell me I don't light in the hotel because it's not really my bias. My bias is a few miles away. No. I'm establishing a kvias here for this purpose. This is like my bias. It's a place of dwelling where I establish a residence. You're right. I'm not going to pay taxes here. I'm not going to pay rent here. But halachically, it's enough to establish a kvias to call it my bias. For this purpose, it's enough. For the purpose of calling it a place of simcha, I could do that. Because I've established myself here. You're right. Man on the street, reality is, this is not my home. But you see, halacha tells you that you could be set up someplace, you could relate to a certain place as your home through certain halachic realities. Kvias is enough to call this place your home for certain halachos. No? Look, you have it all throughout halacha. A guy lives in guy lives in America and he goes to Eretz Yisrael. He's there.
It should be more of a thing to be called something a kfiyas. It should be much more difficult than just going somewhere and sleeping there.
You're right. For other things, there is more of a greater threshold. Before we can start charging you taxes, you need to live there for 30 days. Right? You need to live in the place 30 days before we're going to say, okay, you're one of us, now pay up.
So why doesn't that should be... So
apparently it's different. Because it's, again, we're not using the same yardstick as we use in other areas of halacha, because here what we're trying to do is different. What we're trying to require is what? We're trying to say that this venue is enough of a makom simpa to require these brachas. But I'm not going to say just a place that you happen to be passing through, a place that you're just popping in, is that place. You need to have some kviyas there. In order to properly reflect the simcha that you've created by getting married, you need to have some shaychas to this place. According to the Rosh, and according to this Mahalach, excuse me, according to Tosos, and according to this Mahalach and the Rosh, simply eating there is not enough. The Ran says, no, you don't need a kviyas. If you're a simcha and you have all the ingredients of simcha, that's enough. That's enough. But what's the problem with this approach in the Rosh? With this approach in the Rosh, there's a problem because this way it comes out that you can't make the bracha in a place where you simply go to eat. Right? But yet, what did that first line in the Rosh, that first line that we said, or it's a significant line? He said, there's no raya from here that what? That you can't make a bracha in a place where you're just going to eat. What does that tell you? Sounds like he's saying, well, there is reason to say why you can make a bracha.
Because you can't make a bracha, doesn't mean necessarily...
No, the brachos. Doesn't he say... Yeah. You got the lashon there? Yeah. So, ein raish, ein levech, brachas chasan. That's not going to be the answer. Right? So he has another approach. Is everyone clear on this first approach in the Rosh? First approach in the Rosh is basically like Tosfos. We don't know what Tosfos would say about this detail, though. But the Rosh is now saying, if you take yourself and you uproot from one place and you reestablish yourself in another place, then you call that new place Beis Chasanim. You call that Chuppah. Then you can make the Bracha. See, I don't know, if you ask me, what would Tosfos say about that? Can I move from one place to another place? Probably yes. No reason to think not. But you can only have one place in the chuppah. I don't know. Ikker Makom Yeshiva. I mean, what's called Ikker Makom Yeshiva? How else do you define Ikker Makom Yeshiva? The guy's moving around. You tell me he has no Ikker Makom Yeshiva? No, I can't prove it to you, but I'm just saying. You need some way of...
If you're a nomad, you don't have it.
But if you wanted to argue that, I would say, okay, there is basis to hear that, right? He says, Ikar Makom Yeshiva. So you'll tell me, Tosfos doesn't acknowledge the fact that I could have, on different nights, I could have a different Makom Yeshiva. That's what you're telling me? You're only going to have Ikar Makom Yeshiva if what? If you stay in one place, all Zion Yemei Mishnah?
Yeah.
All right, that's obviously a very high bar.
But it makes sense, because if you're going to go along with the other ways to be Kobea...
Right, you're saying it's lucid, it's too... You're not happy with that. I see you're very upset. You're a little bit upset about this.
I'm not going to go to sleep tonight. I'm not going to go to sleep during class.
Yeah. Right, that's a good sign. So listen to the second approach in the Taz now. Now he has a second approach. Because he's going back to Lashon the Taz, or the Rosh. Omnom. However, ki daikas Yafa lo semahachi. If you look clearly at the Lashon HaRosh, you might not be able to say this. Chada de imkein lo hayalo la rosh lichtov tchila v'nir she'in mikan raya she'in levarich makon she'achas v'kala hochim lecho b'bayis acher. Because the analysis that we just gave is problematic in light of that first line. Oh, there's no proof from here that you can't make a bracha when you're simply going to eat. So, that's one problem. The mashma lecho lefi sha'a hochim sham, that they're just going to eat there. That language of going to eat is very specific, says the Taz. He didn't say when you're going there to stay, he said when you're going there to eat. Elahaya lichtov hochim likvoa mokom hanesuim b'bayis acher kevon de bezet al yamilsa tzarech la'akar kviyas b'bayis harishon. That's the first problem. So the first problem with my analysis, the Taz says, is that line. Visu, what does Visu mean?
Furthermore.
It's good. Moreover, furthermore. Daha siyem harosh. The Rosh concludes, Besefa gam sham nikra chuppa. It says that place is called chuppa. Mashma, dibishash nikra bayis hasheni beis chuppa, nikra gam harishon beis chuppa. Now that's an interesting diuk that he's making. Does everyone hear that diuk? What? Avi Markowitz, what's the last line of the Rush say? Right before the new piece? Right before the idea of the Shamash? What does he say? You got it? It's right before the two dots, I think. Right before the colon.
Like before the, by the word
Dvar? Right before the Yeshomim, sorry. Right before the Yeshomim. Right. V'chein ha'ya ma'isa be'echad she'horich kalosa l'yiracheres v'tzichuhu l'vorech sham b'chas hasanim. I'm sorry, before that Maisa. Right before that. Im horech legamri lebais acher, hu v'chaverov, acharov, v'osim osel bayis ikar. What's the next line? Gam sham. Gam sham. Was means das? Gam sham?
Here too.
Is he saying that both of them?
Yeah. Whoa, a second, slow, calm down. He's saying, Gam Sham, what does Gam Sham mean?
There too.
That's also called Chuppah. What do you mean also? In addition to what? Oh, good question. Gam Sham. So how are we reading Gam Sham?
I mean, I can see it.
Gam Sham means, oh, in that case, that's the place that's going to be called Chuppah. The Taz is saying, you know what? Maybe the Rush means Gam Sham, there also, meaning the first place is the bias, is the chuppah. That second place, where he's going to the purpose of what? Of eating, is also called chuppah.
So why don't you just designate the entire city as the chuppah, and therefore you can eat anywhere in the city?
Yeah. Well, I mean, how are you going to do that? What is that? But what does that mean? You're doing it, you designate it by eating there. You designate by going there to make the meal in honor of the simcha and eating there. Right? Right? That's the way you make it, the chuppah. He says that's what the Rosh means when he says, Gam Sham. You hear that?
Yep, that sounds nice.
So now he's Bob, now he's got a problem. So what does it mean? What does it mean? What is the Sheetah of the Rosh? Is it the first way we said it? Or does he mean no? That even when you go and just going for the purpose of eating, Shadaito Lachso, Lebeisa Rishon, Di'ilav Kilomus Yashi, Roshon. Gam. Why say gam? The second way of reading the Rush, according to Taz, is that in this case, you have this place, your house, where you're sleeping. That's a chuppah. And now you went to make merry someplace else for the day, part of the day, by virtue of the fact that you went there for the purpose of being mesameach. Gam sham, that's also called chuppah.
So that would be saying that.
He's going to go through a whole arichas here. I don't want to take up our time right now to go through the whole up and back here, but what are the two possibilities that he's saying in the Rush? Let's just say it outside now.
Russia's second possibility is to say that every new place they go to is also called chuppah. That's what he says, right?
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to uproot yourself.
That's right.
In order to make another chuppah.
Say another way to read the Rush, and he has questions on it though. Say another way to read the Rush is to say that what the Rush means is that when you went there, you didn't necessarily uproot your kvias. You weren't necessarily ne'ekar. You weren't okay your kvias. But you went there for a part of the day.
So what would the Rush say at the beginning, right? Where it spills out into the street. So why can't you just call that area your Ikar Yeshiva?
No, that's where you just happen to have the wedding.
But I'm saying you could still, what's it called? You can call that your Ikar Yeshiva and you can just do it.
But why is that Ikar?
Because the original building was...
No, he says that's not. No one says that's called a chuppah. No one says that's the only thing that's called chuppah. So again, let's go. The two possibilities in the Rosh are either the Rosh means what Tosos means, that you need chuppah, but the only way to have chuppah is to be okay the first place and reestablish yourself someplace else. Or alternatively,
and multiple establishments.
What the Rosh means is similar to the Ran. Right? What the Rosh means is similar to the Ran, is that you can have your chuppah, but the second place could be Gam Sham. That place is also called chuppah. But it's different from the Ran, because the Ran doesn't require that there be called the Shem Chuppah in that second place. See, this opinion of the Rosh is also maintaining that the Rosh requires Chuppah for Simcha, Chuppah for Brachos, but that I can have a second place being called Chuppah simultaneously with my first place. The Ran said, no, that second place is not called Chuppah, but it doesn't matter, I don't need it to be called Chuppah. The Rosh, consistently within the Taz, requires chuppah for the brachos. The only question is do I call that second place chuppah because I was okay in my first place? Or no, can I call that second place chuppah even when I wasn't okay in my first place? Can I have it be called chuppah for a day? No, president for a day? Can I have it chuppah for a day? Can I have it be called chuppah while I'm there? The second approach within the Taz seems to say that that's what the Rosh is saying. Now, again, there are problems with that approach. There are problems with that approach.
Uproot.
So maybe tomorrow we'll try to go through some more of this Taz where he raises the questions on the second approach of the Rosh, and we'll move over to see the Ritva as well. But I think this is a very important lesson on a number of levels. A, you see this rush can really be taken one of two ways. So you know, it's not necessarily the right thing to do to just jump to conclusion, oh, this is what the rush means. If you think about it in a closer analysis, really leaves open the possibility that the rush could really be learned in two totally different ways. Right? Now, again, you know, if you have a certain gisha, if you have a certain approach to the sugya, you want to learn the rush a certain way. But there are conflicting lashonos within the Rosh that make it problematic. So Todd says, you know what, I'm not really sure what the Rosh means. It can mean this way, it can mean this way. Okay, so Blina, tomorrow we'll take this a step further. We'll maybe we'll go through some of the problems with this approach, the second approach, and we'll see how, if at all, we could resolve them. Okay? Okay, I'll stop here.